Hey, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back again with another dose of manifesting money magic. Ever feel like you're stuck in a financial rut? Like no matter how hard you work or save, those bills keep piling up and that dream vacation seems forever out of reach. I totally get it, babe. We've all been there. But what if I told you that the biggest obstacle to your wealth might not be lack of opportunity, but something a little more internal? Yeah, I'm talking about those pesky limiting beliefs that keep whispering doubt and fear in your ear, telling you you can't afford it, or money doesn't grow on trees, or my personal favorite, you're just not good with money. These sneaky saboteurs can be seriously detrimental to our financial well-being. But the good news is, once we become aware of them, we can start to chip away at those beliefs and create space for abundance to flow into our lives. So let's dive in and uncover 5 key takeaways that will help you bust through those money blocks and unleash your inner financial powerhouse. First up, recognize the beast. The first step to conquering any fear is acknowledging its existence. You got to identify those limiting beliefs holding you back are not worthy of wealth. Money is evil. Getting rich takes luck, whatever it may be. Write them down, scream them into a pillow, trust me, it helps, and then look at them with a dose of self-compassion. Remember, these beliefs aren't facts, they're just stories we've been telling ourselves. Next, challenge those narratives. You wouldn't believe the evidence I find when I start digging into those limiting beliefs. It's like playing detective and uncovering all these little whispers that don't actually hold water. For example, if you believe money is evil, take a moment to think about the good that money can bring. Helping others, pursuing your passions, creating financial security for yourself and your loved ones. Third, surround yourself with abundance. This doesn't mean buying a mansion and a fleet of sports cars, although hey, if that's your dream, go for it. It means surrounding yourself with positive people, content, and experiences that inspire you to think big and believe in your ability to create wealth. Think podcasts like ours, books by financial gurus, or even just scrolling through inspiring quotes on social media. You know what I'm talking about. Practice gratitude for what you already have. It's so easy to get caught up in wanting more, but focusing on what we're grateful for can shift our energy and attract even more abundance into our lives. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things, big or small, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend, or even just your own resilience. And finally, fifth, remember this is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every win, and don't be afraid to ask for help along the way. We all need support sometimes, so reach out to a trusted friend, mentor, or financial advisor if you're feeling stuck. Think about that time when you really wanted something. Maybe it was a new phone, a cool pair of shoes, or even just a night out with friends. You probably started visualizing it, talking about it, and planning how to get it. But then, maybe somewhere along the way, those limiting beliefs crept in, whispering doubts about your ability to afford it, convincing you that it wasn't meant for you. That's those money blocks at work. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. We start believing these negative things about ourselves and our finances, and then we subconsciously sabotage our chances of success. The good news is we can break free from this cycle. By recognizing our limiting beliefs, challenging them with evidence and positive affirmations, and surrounding ourselves with abundance, we can create a powerful shift in our mindset. It's like rewiring our brains for financial success. So, what's the takeaway here? Remember, you're capable of creating wealth and living a life of abundance. You deserve it. But to unlock your full financial potential, you need to first conquer those limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Start by identifying them, challenging their validity, and replacing them with positive affirmations about your worthiness and ability to attract money. Keep practicing gratitude for what you already have, surround yourself with abundance, and never underestimate the power of a good mindset. Remember, babes, this is just one step on your journey to financial freedom. Keep listening, keep learning, and keep manifesting those dreams. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of money magic, and leave us a review to let us know what you think. Until next time, stay golden and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.